Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Methuselah lived near the forests that provided the timber for his modest home. Unlike the sprawling cities built by Cain's descendants, centers of corruption, violence, and indulgence, his home was modest, surrounded by the grandeur of God's creation. Towering trees with vast canopies stretched toward the heavens, their leaves shimmering in the golden light of a sun untouched by pollution. Rivers, pure and unspoiled, ran like silver veins through emerald fields, teeming with life. The air was rich with the scent of fruit-bearing trees, and the songs of birds wove harmonies into the breeze. The old patriarch sat watching the sunset, his face weathered by centuries. Noah approached, carrying a water skin.
Grandfather, I brought you fresh water from the spring.
Ah, Noah, the only one of my descendants who still remembers the old man. Sit with me. Watch this blood-red sun sink into darkness, like the world itself seems to be doing.
You've seen so many sunsets, Grandfather. Tell me, has it always been like this?
Like this? No, my boy. I remember when men still spoke of Eden as if it were a recent memory, not a fading dream. When your great-grandfather Enoch walked with God, truly walked with him. Now men barely remember to look up.
I saw another altar to a false god erected in the city today. And worse things, the violence grows bolder.
Violence? Yes, it seeps into everything like poison. When I was young, men fought over herds, over wells. Now, they fight for the pleasure of fighting. They glory in bloodshed.
How did we fall so far?
One choice at a time, Noah. One compromise. One small rebellion. The sons of God, looking to the daughters of men, choosing by sight and not faith. Each generation stepping further from the truth, until they forgot there was truth to step from.
Their inventions grow more clever, their cities larger, their songs more beautiful. But their hearts?
Their hearts grow darker. They build towers to reach heaven while their souls sink into the pit. They craft instruments of music, but use them to sing praises to demons. They forge weapons not for hunting, but for murder.
Sometimes I feel I can hardly breathe in the city. The corruption, it's like a physical weight.
You feel it because you still know what clean air tastes like, my son. You still remember Elohim. I have tried to warn them, to preach righteousness, but they laugh, mock, or worse, smile dismissively.
Why would anyone dismiss you? You knew Seth and Adam even.
I have lived almost 900 years, Noah. I have seen mankind multiply and prosper. I have seen wonders and horrors alike. But never have I seen such a turning away. It's as if creation itself groans under the weight of man's sin, as if something must break, must change.
What can be done?
We continue to walk with God, you and I. We guard the truth, we live righteously, and we wait.
Wait for what?
For God to speak. He has not forgotten his creation, Noah. He will not remain silent forever.
Lord, I'm down here, trouble all around. Heavy burdens drag me to the ground. Seem like the sun, it don't shine no more. And sorrow's knocking at my cabin door. Oh, Lord, have you forgotten me? In this valley of misery. The road is rough, the journey's long. Have you forgot your children's song? Day after day, evil seems to be prospering in every way. Looks like my neighbors have forgotten you. I keep on praying, not sure what else to do.
Oh Lord, have you forgotten me? In this valley of misery, the road is rough, the journey's long. Have you forgot your children's song?
The next morning, Noah was already awake before the first light of dawn stretched its golden fingers across the land. He stood by the river's edge, watching as the waters flowed smoothly over polished stones, their course unchanging despite the chaos of the world beyond. His grandfather's words echoed in his mind.
He will not remain silent forever.
Noah knelt, scooping cool water into his hands and letting it slip through his fingers. As he stood, stretching his arms toward the heavens, a sudden gust of wind rushed through the trees, stirring the leaves into a whispering chorus. The ground beneath him seemed to hum with a low vibration, a soundless voice carried on the wind. Then, as if spoken directly into the marrow of his bones, he heard it, a voice, vast and deep, echoing through his soul.
Noah.
Noah staggered back, heart pounding. He turned, half expecting to see his grandfather emerging from the trees, but he was alone.
The end of all flesh has come before me.
The river, the trees, even the air itself seemed to still, as if all creation held its breath.
For the earth is filled with violence, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
Noah fell to his knees. His breath came in shallow gasps as the truth settled upon him like the weight of the sky.
Destroy. You will destroy mankind. The very creatures you formed from dust, the ones you breathed life into. My Lord, my God, the wickedness, yes, I have seen it. The violence that fills the earth, the corruption that taints every heart. But all of them? My neighbor's children playing in the streets, the merchants in the marketplace, the shepherds in their fields, all to perish?
Noah, the earth needs to be destroyed, but you have found favor in my eyes.
My Lord, but how? How will you do this?
I will cause a flood to cover the earth. Make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. You shall make the ark with compartments and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark and finish it to a cubit from the top and put the door of the ark on the side. You shall make it with lower, second, and third decks.
The measurements echo in my mind. 300 cubits long, 50 cubits wide, 30 cubits high. Each number falls like a hammer blow. Each specification carries the weight of coming judgment. My hands shake as I consider the task. Gopher wood, pitch, rooms within rooms. A vessel so vast my mind can scarcely comprehend it. How many trees must fall? How many years must this take? My sons, their wives, our future sealed in wooden walls. But you have shown me mercy, Lord. In the midst of judgment, you provide a way. In the face of destruction, you preserve life. You who shaped the world with a word, now trust these weathered hands to build salvation.
Now behold, I myself am bringing the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh in which there is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall perish. But I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you.
Shall I tell others about this, or just my family?
Tell the world, proclaim my judgment far and near.
I don't understand everything. How can water cover the mountains? How will we endure the scoffing, the mockery, as we build this enormous ark on dry ground? But I hear your voice. I will obey. I will build. I will warn. I will trust. For you are the God who sees the end from the beginning, who judges righteously, who remembers mercy.
And of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every kind into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds according to their kind, and of the animals according to their kind, of every crawling thing of the ground according to its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive. As for you, take for yourself some of every food that is edible and gather it to yourself, and it shall be food for you and them.
Give me strength for the task ahead. Give me wisdom for each plank, each seal. Give me patience for the years of labor. Give me courage for the ridicule to come. And Lord, have mercy on those who laugh, for they know not what approaches. Now I must tell my family, and tomorrow we begin.
To be continued.